Good morning. A Spanish official says police have arrested at least 15 people in an anti-drug operation that saw authorities seize more than 5 tons of cocaine concealed in a banana shipment. Guardia Civil and national police agents took part in yesterday's crackdown in Malaga. The official requested anonymity because the operation was still ongoing. Dozens of police cars were seen at an industrial park in Malaga where the drug bust took place. A climber from Crevillente on the Costa Blanca has died in the Himalayan mountain range. It's not known exactly how Francisco Antonio Candela Pastor lost his life. Sources claim that the well-known sportsman, who's 69, and members of the expedition were waiting for a helicopter in an unknown point on the mountain range. But on arrival, nothing could be done to save him. Madrid's government banned electric scooters from pavements yesterday to remove a threat to pedestrians and help regulate alternative transport technologies that have become more popular amid efforts to cut air pollution. The new law echoes a regulation in France after companies such as Lime flooded European cities with thousands of e-scooters in recent months amid surging demand. The measures are an attempt to regulate public and private transport, bicycles, private vehicles and electric scooters, all of which will be forced to share Madrid streets at a maximum speed of 30 kilometres an hour. And Spain defender Marcos Alonso has signed a new contract with Chelsea that will run until 2023, so the club announced yesterday. The 27-year-old Spain defender, who joined Chelsea in August 2016, helped them win the Premier League and claimed the FA Cup last season. Alonso has made 92 appearances and scored 15 goals for Chelsea. He previously had spells in England with both Bolton and Sunderland. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.